We've just heard about how the 1996 Olympic Games pretty much put Atlanta on the map, and it did so with the help of Latinos who came to help build up the city for the Games and then stayed. So what does the face of Atlanta look like now, 2 decades after the Olympic torch was extinguished?
7-0-4-6-8.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play.
We decided to head a few miles north of Centennial Olympic Park to check out a Latino strip mall called Plaza Fiesta.
Plaza Fiesta is the go-to for anything Latino in Atlanta. 40 to 50,000 people flock to events that Plaza Fiesta hosts year-round. Things like Cinco de Mayo or Mexican Independence Day. We walked in to find...
the quinceañera dresses!
Oh my God, look at this. Wait a second.
Do you think that those quinceañera dresses are inside the Ross?
No, I think it's in that thing that says vestidos de quinceaños.
Sorry. Read the Spanish over the sign. Okay.
As we made our way through the aisles of stores filled with bright frilly dresses and colorful papel picado strung from the ceiling, it became clear that Plaza Fiesta...
it's not your typical U.S. mall.
No, it's a multicultural expedition. You're going to find the shoe store, the candy stores, the tattoo stores, the food stores. You find anything you want. It's like if you don't come into Plaza Fiesta, you've never been in Atlanta.
That's Carlos Chavez. He's the president and owner of Chilangos Group, which is a chain of fast food restaurants in Plaza Fiesta.
He's been at Plaza Fiesta for 15 years, so we chatted with him a bit about why Plaza Fiesta is so poppin'. Not to mention, he has some of the best tacos in town.
Looking at the rosca de tacos, and I'm like having a moment, because it's like, you know, this is Mexico City-style tacos, right?
Are you guys hungry yet?
I am so happy right now.
Carlos came to Atlanta in 1985 from Houston. At the time, he says there were not many Latinos at all. He was hired to open a Mexican restaurant.
So they have a Mundo Hispanico, which was the only and the first Hispanic newspaper. And we put a full page, hiring new staff, waiters, waitresses, bartenders. That ran for 1 month. We didn't have a single one application. So it's like, okay, so where do I find employees? I had to fly back to Houston, and we got 25 employees waiting outside the hotel room, ready to move from Houston to Atlanta.
When you look out to Atlanta now, compared to 35 years ago, in terms of the Latino presence, what do you see now?
The first time we went to a church, we were only 5 families. Now you go to Hispanic mass, and you see 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people in a church. We integrated into the society in Georgia that we were incapable to do it before.
Plaza Fiesta is located in a heavily Latino area known as Chamblee, Georgia. As we heard earlier, Andrew Young, the former mayor of Atlanta, had a vision for racial harmony in the city. And in some ways, Atlanta has made some progress, but it still has a long way to go.
Atlanta is still very divided. South side, Afro-Americans, North Side, more white Americans. So we're in the middle. We are like fighting between both of them, and we blend it in. We blend in with the Afro-Americans, we blend in with the white Americans. Some people like us, some people don't. So it all depends on what day they get up on the right side of the bed, you know.
Regardless of division, Buford Highway and Plaza Fiesta draw heavy crowds from all over the metro Atlanta area, from every cultural background.
While things seem chill today at Plaza Fiesta, there's still some tension in the air.
Because over the last decade, Georgia made headlines for passing anti-immigrant laws. And that has made day-to-day life here pretty complicated for a lot of people.
In 2009, we went through so many deportations and roadblocks. In 2009, they literally... the people got scared, and they left the counties. They abandoned their homes, they abandoned their business.
That's because in 2008, Georgia passed Senate Bill 350, which made it so undocumented immigrants could not get a driver's license. And it also made it a felony to drive without a license. So this led to many people getting detained and then deported.
And I closed 4 restaurants because of that.
Fast forward to 2011, and not long after Arizona passed its, quote, show me your papers law, Georgia passed another bill, House Bill 87, which essentially gave local police the authority to ask criminal suspects for proof of citizenship. And if the person couldn't provide it immediately, they would be taken straight to jail.
And once in jail, it was easy for immigration officials to find and deport undocumented immigrants in Georgia. The law also punished employers who hired undocumented workers. At the time the law was passed in 2011, the Pew Research Center estimated that Georgia had almost 500,000 undocumented immigrants, putting it in the top 10 list for the largest undocumented populations in the United States.
That's all to say that between 2008 and 2011, the Latino community got really shaken up with all of these anti-immigration laws. But in the midst of the crackdown, Plaza Fiesta became a safe haven for many in the Atlanta area.
When we were outside, you were saying, you said, Plaza Fiesta is one of the safest Latino malls. And I thought you were talking about, like, there are not a lot of robberies here, or, you know, you can let your kids run around. But you weren't talking about that kind of safety.
No, I was talking about basically immigration. I mean, I don't know if because we're in Chamblee and mainly Hispanics. And amazingly, on weekends, we got Chamblee police and DeKalb County police securing the perimeter just for Hispanics. They don't target Hispanics. So when you come into Plaza Fiesta, they don't pull you over. They don't ask you for papers. They actually watch you back. So you feel like, okay, it's safe for my family, for me and my kids to be here. So far, in 15 years that I've been in Plaza Fiesta, it's never been a roadblock.
Carlos thinks it may have to do with the area they're located in. The population in Chamblee, Georgia, is over half Latino. And as we'll continue to see on our road trip, in many of these areas that are heavily Latino, police officers understand the importance of having a good relationship with the community.
If you zoom out a bit to look at the data for DeKalb County, where Chamblee is located, anti-immigration laws seem to have only slightly affected the number of Latinos living in the area. The population only went down less than 1% between 2010 and 2014.
While there were people leaving because of the harsh environment, the overall population kept growing, especially in the surrounding metro areas, so people were coming in to fill those gaps. As we made our final stroll through the mall, we met the Brown family, an African-American family enjoying lunch in the food court. The couple had brought their parents, who recently moved to Atlanta, but are originally from California, and they came to Plaza Fiesta for some tacos worthy of the West Coast, and to get a familiar feeling of home.
I think it's tremendous to have this experience right here in Atlanta, because it brings together people from different cultural backgrounds. I think all of us believe that we must embrace the rich diversity that's here. If we can keep politicians and others from closing borders and building walls, we have to embrace the rich diversity. America is the place that ought to be welcoming.
The political climate is so scary right now that that we continue to commingle, be a part of each other's communities. Because if we don't, and we become, I'm sorry, a white, society where everything is geared towards their supremacy, then the country itself will fail. I'm sorry, it will.
The fact that Plaza Fiesta exists after so many years and that it continues to thrive is something that really speaks to the impact, the real impact of Latinos in Atlanta.
As we drove away and headed towards Alabama, we couldn't help but think about how we seem to be in the middle of a new chapter of the pursuit of racial harmony that former Mayor Andrew Young craved back in the 80s.
Atlanta was once a city that was racially divided into black and white. And the laws throughout the South were imposed, in fact, to oppress the black community. But African Americans stayed. They survived. They thrived. And now the city is known for its black excellence. And the truth is that despite all of the bills that have been created to drive undocumented immigrants away from Georgia, right here on the side of a highway, there's this huge strip mall. And right there, a Latino Mecca is flourishing. But this is Georgia. So what about Alabama, where they passed House Bill 56, which has been dubbed America's harshest anti-immigration law? What's going on with Alabama?
Yeah, so HB 56, it targets all aspects of immigrant life. It targets home life, school, income, just in order to get rid of undocumented immigrants in Alabama. So it was aimed to create an environment so hostile that people would self-deport. And it effectively criminalized interacting with undocumented immigrants.
Right. And the news reports started telling the story that HB 56 in Alabama was, in fact, working, that there were thousands of families that were picking up and leaving, in fact, self-deporting in droves, and that there were towns in Alabama that were essentially now becoming ghost towns.
So one of these towns, dubbed a ghost town, was Albertville, Alabama. HB 56 was passed back in 2011, so we started asking ourselves, what does Albertville look like now, 6 years later? Did people really vanish in a matter of days? Did they stay gone? And what about Albertville's economy?
Alabama State Line!
Woo!
Sweet home Alabama!
Sweet home Alabama!
So we decided to drive to Alabama and see for ourselves. And that's next time on Latino USA, as our road trip in the American South continues.